Top of the morning to your teeth, you smoothie, me ice cold pizza, cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Hello world, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good morning, by man Deesa with Toby Mack opens the show.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents prayers of healing, deliverance, and renunciation. Father, in the name of Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we're healed. Lord, we thank you because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destructions. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. You have forgiven all of our iniquities, and you've healed all of our diseases. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you are a deliverer. We bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and we lose complete healing. We thank you for miracles of healing. Divine health belongs to us. Forgive us, Lord, if we have not been good stewards of our temples. From this hour forward, we will watch what we eat, the portions we eat. We declare that we will stay fit and get fit for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every generational disease and affliction that has beset me or my family. We release healing of generational curses. In the name of Jesus, we renounce all generational diseases and curses. Let the blood of Jesus heal us right now. Lord Jesus, regulate every organ. For those who listen to this who are afflicted with cancer, I command cancer to dry up now. Every tumor be dried up, and every ill effect of cancer be reversed in the name of Jesus. The spread of cancer is rebuked in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus heal every type of cancer. I loose wellness and wholeness for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I come against doubt and negative thoughts, and we loose God-pleasing faith and a positive outlook. I release wisdom for the people of God. Lord, I praise you today, and we thank you for your healing power. Send your angels of healing to hospices and hospital rooms, surgery labs. Heal this disease at the root. In Jesus' name, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Lord, we thank you for your healing. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out all spirits of mental disorders. We come against and cast out spirits of rejection, insecurity, inferiority, guilt, unworthiness, and low self-esteem. And we lose healing for every area, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding, and the ability to think clearly, and we release and lose mental stability. Lord Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal those who have suffered wounds of the soul and of the emotions. Heal the broken heart. Mend the wounds. Accelerate healing of these hurts. Replace the hurt with joy and peace. In Jesus' name, I bind and cast out accusation, guilt, bitterness, and condemnation. And we release the love, joy and oil of gladness. Lord Jesus, we thank you for you have bound up and healed the wounds of your people. We thank you, God, for the release from these mental and emotional prisons that we were in. From this day forward, we're standing fast in this freedom. Now, Lord, you've delivered us, but we still need to renounce some things in our life. So in the name of Jesus, we renounce addictions of every kind, and we decree and declare freedom and total deliverance. Change the taste and the desires of your people that struggle with habits and weights. In the name of Jesus, we renounce and turn away from all soul and organizational ties that had us bound. We renounce the pledges we made to other gods. Lord Jesus, deliver the minds and the wills of your people. God, help your people stand fast in their freedom from this day forward. Lord, we thank you for your total healing and total deliverance. And God, we commit that we will present ourselves as living sacrifices to you, holy and acceptable unto you. God, our members will be instruments of righteousness. God, we thank you for complete healing on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayers of healing, deliverance, and renunciation. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
The word of the Lord for today. I will be reading scriptures regarding the I Am. The first scripture, Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. John 6 and 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 10 and 9. I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10 and 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 14 and 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 11 and 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 15 and 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word on today, the I Am. And you are listening to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, encouraging, empowering, and educating believers, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. The short selection we heard was by the Martins, In Christ There Is No East or West. And I trust you are blessed by the prayer of healing and deliverance and the I Am scriptures. We can hear a short selection from the late, great Pastor Andre Crouch, God is on our side. And then we'll go into the first of our morning interviews, a dynamic interview with an author, woman of God, Miss India Reeves. Be blessed. Hi, this is Dr. Faye Maureen. Follow me on social media. My social media handle is Dr. Faye Maureen. That's right. Across all social networking sites, it's one word, Dr. Faye Maureen. DrFayMaureen. My blogs, or my GoTellIt weekly electronic newspaper, my book Breadcrumbs, and spoken word CDs can be easily accessed via my mobile app for iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Just type in I am Dr. Faye. My mobile app handle, once again, is I am Dr. Faye, or you can type in Dr. Faye. You can always visit Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble for the book, or CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon for my prayers and additional spoken word products. Thank you for your support.
We are so glad to have with us on Top of the Morning radio show a dynamic author, and you're certainly going to enjoy hearing this interview. I want to introduce to many of you Miss India Reeves, and really she's described as being tenacious and determined, strong and tough. These are just some of the characteristics that many have described. She has faced many, many obstacles in life, from losing both of her parents just 16 months apart to surviving some healthy, unhealthy, destructive relationships, and actually to being a functioning drug addict all before the age of 30. So we really are excited to hear from her. But she had an incomparable will to keep pressing forward, and she overcame many situations, and she defeated the odds. She is a native of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a 2002 graduate of Carver High School, and 2007 graduate of North Carolina Central University, and she got dual degrees in criminal justice and history, and she's currently teaching civics and economics at Parkland High School in Winston-Salem. But most importantly, I want to share this. She is a member of the Great Commission Community Church, and under the leadership of that great, great, great woman of God, Pastor Gloria M. Samuels, and we hope to interview her soon, and she's been serving as youth leader and just been imparting things into the lives of youth. And her book that we're going to talk about today is called I'm Tough, and it stands for Tackling Obstacles and Unleashing God's Hope. And it sounds really, really wonderful. It's a 60-day devotional. We're just so glad to have you with us on the show this morning, Ms. Reeves. Just thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Faye.
No, I'm really, really just kind of amazed even at your testimony and what God has done. So just tell us a little about who really is India Reeves. I know I kind of set you up and gave the audience some information, but like share part of your testimony, if you will, with us.
Like you said, I am a native of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and currently, I'm a civics teacher. I just finished up my seventh year of teaching high school, so to God be the glory for keeping
Amen.
Me through.
Yeah, but, I can imagine high school. Woo.
It's an interesting experience. It's an amazing experience, and I'm grateful that God even trusts me with the lives of young people. I definitely mm-hmm. understand the assignment of teaching, not just the fact that it is my occupation. But just finished that up. I am currently a minister in training. My ministry, Great Commission Community Church, my pastor has pastored me for the past 26 years
wow.
of my life. So that right there is just something that is very rare to hear in today's
mm-hmm.
age and time. I've only had
yes,
two
ma'am.
Pastors
yes,
my
ma'am.
Entire life, Pastor Gloria Samuels and her late husband, Pastor
mm-hmm.
Philemon Samuels. And so the ministry that is coming forth in me right now or through me is something that has been cultivated for 26 years. So very grateful to have leadership who I've served leadership that has really imparted and really just kind of stood around to nurture what God placed inside of me. They recognized it, then they did what they were supposed to in nurturing it. As far as my personal testimony, I laugh as you read the introduction. It's kind of like, wow, that's me, you know, but that is me. I came from a single-parent home. My late mother, Kathy Reeves, someone who really showed me how to live. You know, not just taught, or not just told me, but she showed me how to live a godly life. My parents both passed within 16 months apart. My father in June of 2002, and my mother in my sophomore year in college in October of 2003. And it's so interesting because thinking back on that moment, especially once I lost my mother, you know how you're in situations and you really can't see yourself out of it. And then you look back and you're like, I made it out of it. The fact that I'm able to talk about it lets me know that I made it. So I often tell people, if I've never known God to be anything else, I know that he's a keeper. And he kept me even when I didn't know that I could be kept in a place that I didn't feel like I could be kept. But even surviving that, going through just some really unhealthy relationships, battling addiction, that's one of the things that I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is real, because I dealt with an addiction for about 3 years. And it's interesting how you can be dealing with something on the inside, but you look so well packaged and put together. On the outside, you know, even on this addiction, I was a high school teacher. I worked in ministry. I've always been extremely active in my community. I mentored, you know, and even through all of that, literally fighting for my life behind closed doors. And my church, we offer an addiction Bible study, a recovery Bible study every Wednesday. And I'd even consider going to the Bible study, but, you know, the human part of us, we don't want people to know what we're really going through. We like the facade that, you know, we painted. And it was Labor Day of 2013, and I was sitting here, and I was, you know, partaking in my addiction. And as clear as you and I are speaking today, the Lord spoke and told me, you know, you won't be able to smoke this one out. You're going to have to let me work it out of you. And I put it down that day, and I have not looked back. And that's been almost 2 years. And after the book was released, the Lord had to really deal with me, because that wasn't a part of my testimony that I wanted to share. You know, everybody don't need to know every part of your business. But even in that, the Lord had to show me that he did that for me. And for me not to share that part of my testimony, that's withholding his power from others to see. You know,
and it's interesting. Glory,
And for now, for people to see me who knew me then and who knew what I was doing, and they're like, you don't do that anymore. You know, one of my friends I met with her Sunday, she said, God can really do anything in you.
Yes, he
and
can.
I said, that's the whole purpose. That's why I have to share this part of who I am. And even at this point in my life, I have to thank God for all of those really hard times. 2 weeks ago, I was invited back to be the commencement speaker for my high school graduation. And that morning, it was about 3 o'clock that morning, and I sat up in the bed, and I just kind of busted out into tears. And as I'm crying out, all I could do was tell God, thank you. And this thank you was different. I wasn't thanking him for the blessings and the things that he'd given me. I just told him, God, thank you for the hard times, because it was in those rough places, in the dirt, in the trenches, under pressure, that the woman that I am today, she was made there. You know, what God placed inside of me couldn't have been cultivated in a bed of roses. It had to really endure some things. So I'm just really grateful to be where I am in this moment right now.
So, and that, and it's really just a powerful, powerful testimony. So, you know, as you're going through these tough moments, at what point did you really sit down and actually start writing, and how did the book come about, and how did you come up with the title?
Well, about 2 years ago, I began doing this segment of Sunday morning service called Solomon's Corner at my church. And Solomon's Corner is just a brief nugget before the actual preach word, something that you can hold on throughout the week. And I was doing Solomon's Corner for about a year, and the Lord placed it in my spirit to take those messages and turn them into a book of devotionals. And so I went to my pastor with it, and you know, she was very supportive of the vision, but it never really went any further after that. And mm-hmm. so back in December of 2013, I met my publisher, Tia Cook of DMI Publishing House, and we became friends. And actually in February of 2014, she told me, she said, India, you should really write a book. She said, you tell a story like nobody I've ever known. And I told her, I said, well, I've always wanted to write a book. And by that time, she had been to the ministry a few times and heard Solomon's Corner, and we began talking about turning that into a book. And in February 2014, we started the process, and May 10th of 2014, we released I'm Tough. And even with the name, I knew that I wanted it to be something that would help people build a firm foundation, you know, mm-hmm. something that you can stand right. firmly on. And we thought of the name I'm Tough, but then the acronym Tackling Obstacles and Unleashing God's Hope, that's something that I had to first live. And so I could speak to that place because I'd been in that place. I'd had to tackle many obstacles, and once I tackled those obstacles, I had to unleash hope. And hope is that thing that keeps you in the race when everything inside of you is telling you to mm-hmm. quit. You know, mm-hmm. hope is that thing that tells you to keep going when everything around you has seemed to fall apart. And as long as we can always keep hope, we'll keep moving forward. And so, like I said, the title just came from a place that I had to live myself.
And we are listening to Miss India Reeves. You're listening to her on a Top of the Morning Radio Show, sponsored by Dr. Seymour Reen Radio. So with this devotional, I'm sure you can give us a lot of advice. So, what are some of the key nuggets that we can glean from your devotional? And what are maybe some of your favorite devotionals, your favorite nuggets?
I love all 60, Dr. Faye. I do, but if I had to pick out a few, one of the most notable devotionals in that book that I always talk about is a message called From Feces to Fertilizer. And the way that came about, one day the Lord was dealing with me with feces. And he said, well, what is feces? And I said, well, Lord, that's manure. You know, that is nothing
yeah, yeah.
good about feces. It's dirty, it's nasty, it's disgusting. And mm-hmm. he said, well, when you take feces and you put it on soil, what happens? And so I began to research and study what happens exactly mm-hmm. when you put that feces onto the soil. The chemicals in the feces burn the bad things off of the root of the plant so that it can properly grow. And mm-hmm. so the Lord led me to see if I can take feces and turn it into fertilizer. Clearly I can take every hard place, every mess up, every mistake, every disgusting part of you and use it as something to not only help you grow, but to help someone else grow. And so even in this moment where I'm at right now, all people are able to see is just my feces to fertilizer experience. You know, God mm-hmm. took the very worst part of me, and now he's using it for his glory, not only for my benefit, but for others' benefit as well. So that is definitely one of my favorite messages or devotionals in the book. Another is Footprints versus Fossils. And when we talk about footprints, footprints can easily be washed away, covered up, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. trampled over as if they were never there. However, mm-hmm. fossils are long-standing. And in life, we should be working to leave our fossils, not just our footprints, you know, our legacy. And what is your legacy going to say long after you're gone? I heard a message Man. That my former pastor, Philemon Samuels, preached at a funeral. I had to be about 14. And he said, the life you live, you write your own eulogy. You know, so what are people going to remember you by? You know, and so I'm often thinking of that, and not even just for myself, but I want people to remember that I was someone who was selfless, and I always cared for what God cared for and loved, and that's his people.
Wow, wow, and that's such a great point. I remember when we buried at my former church, where my brother's now pastor, we buried a long-standing church mother, and what just came to me was her life was a eulogy. She
mm-hmm.
really wrote her own eulogy, so that's just such a great point to bring out. So after reading your book, what is the message that you want your readers to grasp from the book?
It's my prayer that people understand, and I often share this with others, that Dr. Faye, life is going to happen. And mm-hmm. when I say life, I'm talking about the good, the bad, the pretty, the ugly, the joy, mm-hmm. the hard times, the pain. All of that is going to happen. None of us are exempt from that. However, we have built inside of our DNA, because we were made in the image of Christ, we have what it takes to survive, and not only just survive, but come out as conquerors of life. You know, in the book, it's interesting, in my acknowledgement that the Lord was giving me, you know, who to thank, who to name, I thought I was done, and he said one more, he said, I need you to tell life thank you. And I'm like, no, what am I thanking life for? And he said, you know, at times life was hard, at times it knocked me down, at times, you know, it wasn't fair, but through all of that, it taught me bounce back. It taught me agility. It made me realize that my true joy is in Christ. It taught me that God is merciful to me. So I had to tell mm-hmm. life, thank you, because without all of those things, I would never be able to know who God truly was, because in those places, I had to learn God for myself. And so it's my desire that through this book, people will understand that they have an innate ability to conquer life. You know, and you can do it. You're tough. You are tough. Even, and people think that being tough means, you know, you don't ever cry or you don't ever show weak. No. When you cry, that's you saying, you know what, I can't do this on my own. God, I need you. That's tough right there.
Yeah,
when you need help
and
you reach out and you're saying, I can't do this on my own, that's tough. When people choose not to do that, that's a sign of weakness. So I pray that people will understand that you have what it takes to make it. You are built to last.
Yes, and we certainly just so grateful for you being with us. Now tell the audience where they can find your book. If you have a website, let the audience know a little bit about that before we have to say goodbye.
Yes, you can find my book at my personal website, imtoughdevotional.com. The book is also now available on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble's, and it's also available in the Kindle version. You can connect with us on Facebook. Just look for I'm Tough, as well as on Twitter, I'm_tough. So definitely we would love to connect with you, hear from you, you know, get your feedback from the book. I'm all about improving. And if I don't hear from you, I don't know the areas that we need to improve. Mm. I also blog now. My blog site is imtoughenough.com. And so it kind of goes in conjunction with the book. So definitely we would love for you to connect with us.
Yes, I love a woman after my own heart. I kind of did the same thing. You know how once you get that social media identifier, you go with that. But that's good because just the whole idea of saying I am tough, and that's an encouragement itself. But once again, I thank you so much for being with us, and I just wish you the best. What a powerful testimony, and a testimony just of strength of what God has done, and I wish you Godspeed and all the blessings. And hopefully we'll get a chance to come to your part of the country at some point, just connect with you and just some other people that I've been fortunate enough to meet through your publisher. But take care, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Faye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's an army rising up, calling all Kojic saints to volunteer for the Missions Army. Bishop Vincent Matthews and the World Missions Department request your assistance. There is an assignment for you. Follow Kojic World Missions on Facebook or go to www.kojic.org website and click on Ministries and look for the missions icon. Thank you, and we look forward to your support.
And you're listening to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. Our inspirational selection for the morning will come from Marfi Munizzi, the Jesus Medley, and then we'll go into 90 Seconds of Inspiration and our second morning interview by a wonderful, wonderful family counselor, also from the South, Miss Deborah Owen. So, in that order, be blessed.
Jesus the sweetest name I know. Yes, he is. And he's just the same as his holy name. Yes, he is. And see, that's the reason why
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments. Two moments. My Adversaries Provoke Me and Big Doors, Small Doors, and Keys. My adversaries provoke me to pray. My adversaries provoke me to fast. My adversaries provoke me to cry. My adversaries provoke me to the secret place. My adversaries provoke me to stay in the Word. My adversaries provoke me to learn to use both hands in battles and to skillfully use all of my weapons. Prayer, praise, worship, tongues, tithes, offering, time, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the keys of the kingdom, the weapon of command, and the weapon of forbid. I am thankful that God allowed my adversaries to push me. That is, pray until something happens. My adversaries push me to give multiple births. Big doors, small doors, and keys. There are some doors God opens, just walk or run through. Then there are others where he gives you a set of keys, and then you must use the keys to the various doors. Don't underestimate or be misled by the size or shape of the door or the type of key he hands to you. The small door or seemingly insignificant offer was the key to many more doors. Remain humble. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. I say this frequently. The person with your miracle / blessing may not look like you, dress like you, believe like you. Don't brush someone off so quickly because you may be in a seat of honor now You don't know who you just insulted and who they know. 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments, Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
We are so happy to have with us this morning on Top of the Morning Inspirational Show a wonderful, wonderful woman, Ms. Deborah C. Owen. She's a family and life coach. She's a speaker and author of the number one Amazon best-selling book, Social Media Fascination. She has spent many years in the trenches, which is what we're so excited about, teaching students in public schools, where she earned her National Board Certification for Teaching Excellence. And each year, her story is that she grew more and more frustrated watching students struggle with the academics, their peers, and the adults in their lives, and sometimes even with themselves. So now she is a certified coach. She empowers parents. She empowers people like myself and others to reduce the stress and emotional thermostat in their homes by taking appropriate leadership roles. And we're just so happy to have her today. And she's been married for 27 years. Her and her husband together have raised three successful children in 19, 22, and 25. So she has a lot to share with us, and we just want to just receive you with such a warm welcome. Thank you so much for coming on Top of the Morning Inspirational Show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, Dr. Faye. Thank you so much.
Yes, and we're just really, really happy to have you, someone who's a certified family and life coach, and you're a National Board Certified Teacher, so we know you have lots and lots of experience that you can help us with. So let's get right into the interview. Raising teenagers, young adults, is never easy. So can you please give my listeners some real practical tips on raising teens in a way that can reduce, you know, the overall household stress?
Absolutely, and it is not an easy thing ever. And the thing that happens is parents need to start with themselves before they can fix their kids. And the best way to do that is to be a calm, confident parent. And I have a technique that I call the A to E technique that I teach my clients and the people who work with me. And it's pretty powerful. May I share that with your listeners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes, please.
Great. So the A part of it is to be aware of how you are feeling to start out with. And it's almost as if you suspend yourself from the ceiling and look down and observe the scene and say, oh, look at me, I'm getting really upset. And you say, my hands are clenched, my teeth are clenched, my breathing is getting shallow, I feel the anger coursing through my body. And what this is a mindfulness technique, obviously, and you're just being really present to how your body is feeling. And then you're also and ask yourself, what am I afraid of in this situation? Maybe you're afraid of what the neighbors will think if your teen does something, or maybe you're afraid of what your teen will do, you know, 3 years down the road if they start down this path or something like that. What am I really afraid of? And then the other part of it is to be aware of what your child is experiencing. What is he or she potentially afraid of? And if you can look at what is my child thinking, what's going on in their heads, as opposed to being focused on the behavior, that really helps you take a step back. So that's the A. Then the B is to breathe. And biologically, if you're getting all tense and upset and angry, you have all these stress hormones coursing through your body, adrenaline, cortisol, things like that. And what we want to do is switch the hormones to oxytocin, which is what's often called the love hormone, but also just to calm yourself down. So there's some simple breathing techniques. It can be as simple as just breathing in and breathing out slowly. And if you do that three times, then you begin to calm down. I'm hoping that as I do this, your listeners also begin to feel themselves calming down a little bit. It doesn't take much. So that's B. And then C is to be calm. And that is what I say. Practice this in advance. Go to your Zen spot, your favorite calm, gentle place where you love to imagine yourself, and call that your Zen place. And be calm there. And then as you face this child, you're doing some breathing techniques, you're being aware of how you're feeling, what you're afraid of, the same with your child, and you present essentially a brick wall, because, and that's the calm also, because if your child is freaking out and it's causing your brain, because we have these mirror neurons, also to start to freak out, then it just escalates. On the other hand, if your child is freaking out and you present a calm, zen-like brick wall, they can't continue to remain in an upset phase right in front of you.
They'll
either break down crying or they'll go flying out of the room and slam the door. But it's very difficult to remain upset when the person that you're facing is not also getting upset with you. And then the D and the E go together, and actually C, D, and E. We said C is calm, but it's also connect through discussion and empathy. And so that's where you just say to your child, oh, I hear you. That must be really upsetting for you. That's really frustrating for you. I understand. No judgment and no advice giving, which is so hard for us as parents not to give advice. And so that's my A to E technique. In the heat of the moment, that's how you remain calm and defuse the stress in a situation right then and there.
Yeah. I mean, I just actually, listening to you talk, that technique can obviously work in so many situations, just if you stay calm, which I'm sure you know, whether
it's not just parents and kids.
Yeah,
it's spouses, it's coworkers, it's people in the grocery store who push your buttons.
It's funny. For some reason, I always have a lot of early flights, and I'm not an irritable person normally, but for some reason, I've run into issues when I go to airports early in the morning, but I think I finally conquered it. I just stay very calm and I just stay very quiet. So that's what you're talking about.
That really
does work. Now, so you gave us this technique. So what happens? So what can people do? Strategies and steps, especially can parents or caretakers, what can they do to eliminate the disrespect in the home when teenagers, you know, seem to be going through whatever stages like they're going through?
Yeah, they do. And the number one thing is don't take it personally, because, you know, it's not about you. It's about whatever going on in their lives, in their heads, what they're afraid of. And that's the thing we need to keep coming back to as parents, is if we don't focus on the behavior, but we really focus on the relationship and try to understand what is going on with this child in front of me. If you really try to understand and put yourself in their shoes, then you're going to have a much better relationship with them, and you won't get so upset. And the other part of it, honestly, is just by respecting your child first, and then eventually, when you continue to do it, and they don't think that you're just playing a game with them, they will begin to respect you also. And that includes not just your words, but your body language, your attitude, your attentiveness. And really just listening with empathy, understanding, appreciating them. When kids feel understood and appreciated and, you know, they're given age-appropriate responsibilities that help them head toward independence, they eventually will show respect to you as well. It can be a long road, especially if a family has had a culture of disrespect for a long time. This is not going to change overnight. And one of the things that I encourage my clients to do is I say, identify what kinds of qualities you respect in other people, and then look for those qualities in your kids. And then tell them when you find those qualities. In other words, say, wow, I really respect how you were calm when your sister was freaking out earlier. Or I respect how you took care of your little brother and picked him up for me today. I appreciate that. I respect how hard you work to get that B- on your chemistry test. So the things that we respect, not the outcomes, but the efforts and the processes that we respect in other people. Look for that in your child and tell them about it.
Okay. So now, does this kind of really help you, I guess, connect with your children, especially teenage children, if you kind of have this culture, if you create a culture of respect and listening? Does that help you? How can parents further connect with their children?
Yeah. The most important thing that parents can do, besides not freaking out and remaining calm, is to find time to actually spend with each of your children every single day. It can be as little as 10 minutes. You know, if you can do 20 or 30, great, but every single day. Now, I recognize that for single parents and for families of 5 and 6 kids, every day can be a really tall order. Okay, maybe every
right.
other day. But nothing is going to make a better relationship for you and your child and have all of the much better benefits of mutual respect and understanding and connecting with your kids. Nothing's going to solve that faster and more durably than spending quality time with your kids. And when I say that, I mean let the kid choose what they're going to do. And that means, again, no judging and no
mm-hmm.
giving advice.
Okay, but that's good, you know, because what you said, so important, culture, respect, and time. It's nothing like time being spent. So that's really, really, I think, meaningful. And it's really going to really be very beneficial for the audience listening in. So as parents, you know, parents are the leaders. I'll say parents, caretakers, guardians. They're the leaders
of
the household. So can you break it down and explain the different roles, especially, let's say, certainly for a traditional household, mother and father in a household. How do you explain mm-hmm. these roles?
Well, let me, that's a great question. Let me just back up a little bit. Part
okay.
of my methodology is and we've touched on some of this already, is I have what I call
mm-hmm.
the 3 C's. First is
mm-hmm.
to control your emotions or manage, perhaps might be a better word, but
mm-hmm.
I needed the 3 C's. So control your emotions, connect with your kids, which we just talked about, and also conduct your family as if you were an orchestra conductor. I'm a semi-professional musician. And I believe in the parents are being the servant leaders of a home.
Mm.
And
mm.
we know that a servant leader focuses on service first and leadership
right.
second. If you are a parent focusing on leadership, that means that you're focusing on power and acquiring power. And that's going to be the wrong way to help grow your children into independent, careful, thoughtful adults. And so it needs to be on service leadership.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And the point of a servant leader is they're really focusing on growing the people that they're leading. Is this person becoming healthier? Is this person becoming wiser, more autonomous, which is key. It's really important to teach our children to become
mm-hmm.
autonomous and
mm-hmm.
not to always expect that they will just automatically do what we tell them to do, because then they can't learn to think on their own. So our role is to help them grow and become adults by the time they're 18 or 19 years old, right?
Yeah. Yes. No, that is, I was having a similar conversation with someone about her children. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
the goal. I know one thing, my mother had always said that she wanted to make sure what her and my father taught myself and my siblings, that we had that autonomy. You know, by a certain
right.
age, that if something should happen to them, that we would all be able to survive and to do well. So that's just so
right.
that's just so important. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the different roles in
mm-hmm.
the household,
mm-hmm.
you know, mom, dad, do you see these roles having particular significance, or is it always teamwork, servant leadership, or you kind of sometimes see a little, in a sense, a divide in terms of responsibilities.
You know, every person has a different personality, and
mm-hmm.
so and there are some stereotypes that are there because there's some truth to them, right? And
right,
so
yes.
very often the mom ends up being, you know, the person who organizes the family life and
mm-hmm.
kind of keeps
mm-hmm.
the kids moving on schedule and stuff like that. And the dad will often either be not as involved, or maybe he's kind of the family jester or something like that. And and I think that ideally the mom needs to be able to have fun and laughter with the kids also. And the dad really needs to be able to jump in and say, you know, this is something your mother and I have talked about, and we value your opinion because it affects you, but this is the way it's going to be. And I mean, we could get into a whole long thing about how to include kids and giving them choices and such like that. And I think that's absolutely critical. Like I said, you can't just say it's my way or the highway. You just can't. It doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
You'll get rebellion.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
right,
you'll
right.
get rebellion. But in answer to your question, I think that the mother and the father need to have very equal roles in order for the kids to grow close to both, but recognizing the different personalities.
Yes. So can you kind of tell the listening audience how they can connect with you? Maybe I know they can purchase your book on Amazon, but did you have, like, website information? Or how can the audience connect with you?
Yeah, sure. So my website is youcanraisegreatkids.com. And if you go there, you can get a special gift that I have that is about how to raise great kids. It includes the three C's I just talked about, as well as some other things. And I have a podcast that's there called You Can Raise Great Kids that's on my in my blog. And I'm also co-host of an awesome podcast called Mighty Married Moms with two other women,
that,
and we do some terrific interviews and such. So those are the different ways that people can connect with me, and I hope that you will. I love to hear from people. Feel free to write to me and or give me a call if you've got problems with your kids. I'd be happy to talk with you about that, too.
Yes, and to the listening audience, I encourage you to go to her website, even what she shared with us on this morning, just the A to E's, just very good practical tips, and I call it wisdom. Those are some pearls or some nuggets you really left with us this morning. We just want to certainly appreciate you for being on the show with us, and thank you, really, for the work you're doing, because what you shared just in this short time is very, very meaningful, will be very beneficial for the people listening in, and they'll be able to listen to it so many different ways and so many different times. So we really appreciate you coming on the show today, and hopefully we'll meet some time in the future or stay in touch. But certainly, thank you so much, and be well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Saturday Night Sunday School with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday School every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Central. The number is 1-605-475-3235. Again, that number is 605-475-3235, and the access code 170-045-pound. The access code, once again, is 170-045-pound. If you are on Facebook, you can look them up at Illinois First, page number 2. And if you have not had the opportunity ever to join Saturday Night Sunday School, I would strongly encourage you to do so. The lessons are taught by outstanding teachers from around the U.S., and the audience listens in from all over the world. That's Saturday Night Sunday School with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ.
We hope that you have been blessed by the show today, blessed by our two guests, Ms. India Reeves and Ms. Deborah Owen, and the 90 Seconds of Inspiration. And remember all of those commercial spots, the Saturday Night Sunday School, and supporting Church of God in Christ missions. Now, also take the time to announce that the Church West Service, Pastor Upper Room International Ministries, Church of God in Christ, we have changed our locations. We're still in the same neighborhood, but we are now at 110-50 Farmers Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. That's the Queens area, 11412. If you take public transportation, the Q83 comes right to the church. And we will be starting now at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Our Sunday celebration, again, is at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And we'll have corporate prayer for 30 minutes on Tuesday nights as we announce it. And Thursday night is our regular meeting night. We pray for a short while, and then I teach. And then there's music and arts preparation. So, again, Upper Room is now at 110-50 Farmers Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. The church phone number is 347-617-7895. So thank you once again for tuning in. Be blessed. As I play our gospel selection for the morning, you'll hear a little bit of Miss Anita Wilson taking us out singing All About You. Remember this, promote God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
Hey, oh, 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 oh horizon, and I'm grateful because of your love. I can face any challenge that comes my way. Only in you I live, I move, and I have my being. I surrender my will to yours. Make me who I am in you. Oh.
Destiny,
but then I got it.
Stood naked and you.